she had a baker. They used to lend money from her. She didn't have it. You know, the men used to come to collect, and she had to have the money for the flour that you bake, the breads and stuff. You know, it's all that. Well, anyway, so I asked her a question one time. I said, "Mother, darling," in Jewish, I talked to her. I said, "You're such a wonderful person. And you're such a..." She used to daven, you know, praying 3 times a day. Very seldom. You get a woman to do it. And I said, "You live such a clean, fine life." So you had to take it. I got a babas. I didn't say if, but I said, "I got a babas. Why did you take that man away, such a fine man? And you were such a wonderful person, and you left you with 7 children to work like a slave day and night." She opened her mouth. She says to me, "Oh, my thing." You see, my mother never beat us or never screamed at us. Oh, she did. It's a different atmosphere in her own. And she said to me, "You mustn't do that. Now, remember, promise me that you'll never ask these questions, because this is the truth it says in the Bible. You cannot ask questions by God." You understand what I mean? Whatever he does.
But you did question.
But after that, I wouldn't. Not to mother.
Do you think you changed your religious practices during your first 5 years in
America? Oh, I belong to the Rosh Shalom Temple.
Well, I meant your religious life so much.
Oh, yes.
Do you think you changed?
I wouldn't have different dishes. No, I started that way. I couldn't see that. I always just say, if the dish is clean, you wash it and you wash it and you do it. And the meat, you take from the butcher shop, a Jewish butcher, and they take it home, and they leave an hour in the water to soak it. And then they take it out of the water, and they put on a board, effer on the water, and an hour with the salt. But salt, they buy the every salt, you know, that you put
kosher
in the slipper, kosher. And it's all over the cavities and all over, at least for an hour. Then it's too salty, isn't it? So they have to put it in hot water again to get the salt out. And then they have to rinse it again and again and again with the cold water. I couldn't see that.
So you did you keep a kosher home?
Never. Maybe that's why I'm sick.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. Did you have any experience, any reaction to Pittsburgh life? Were you ill? When you came to Pittsburgh, did you have any reaction?
Well,
to
after I got married, I did. I started the, you know, when I got pregnant.
But do you think
and
it
I had a baby.
Had anything to do with the change in climate? In
no,
the
no, no. That was inside women trouble. You know,
oh,
all
I
that
see.
Stuff.
Attend a synagogue here in the city, in Pittsburgh? Braddock,
in Braddock, we used to go because the customers in Braddock, people, you know, you have to. But if I had the temple, we didn't belong to the shul.
You didn't belong.
We belonged to the temple. But we had to leave our car away out that night's where and to walk to the car and to go to the temple.
What temple was that?
Rod
of Sholem. Was that in the early days that you belonged to Rod of Sholem?
Yeah, we were we didn't go in. But the shuls, when it came a yontif or something,
yeah.
You have to buy seats.
Yes.
You have to give my donation.
Yes.
My husband always done it.
To the ones in the synagogue? To the ones in
there
Braddock?
There were 2 shuls in Braddock,
yes.
He always...
Do you remember the names of them?
The 60th shul, that's all we know, and that was the Hungarian shul.
So you didn't carry on any observances in the home then, did you?
Only when my mother came to visit me, that was later in years, I used to have kosher dishes for her, Pesach. You know, she used to come back in the middle of Pesach, you know, Easter.
I'm a Jewish girl.
And she has to have the kosher dishes and stuff. It's the truth. Bells was in the basement. That time we had basements and stuff. Even that time I already lived in a big home and I had a girl, you know, to help me. She used to go there. My husband would let me as a gentleman. And she used to go down with him and bring up. And before that, we used to take out the dishes from the, you know, the closet, the cupboards.
So you did that only for her, though?
For mother. And why do you, my friend says, so why do you do that for mother? I says, well, it's all belief. She davens 3 times a day. And maybe there's something in it. Why should I spoil it for her?
Of course not. You can't.
Well, don't you? How many children do you get that way? No, how many children do you get that way? My friends, I have a lot of them. They thought I was out of my mind.
Did you, you said that you weren't sick right away. Where did you go when you needed, you had children, of course. Where did you go for medical care when you needed it?
Medical care?
Yeah.
What kind of care? We had a doctor in Braddock.
You had your own
and
doctor.
There was an hospital, a Braddock hospital, a big place.
you remember your doctor's name there?
The doctor over there, and I did know. There was a few doctors there.
Well, tell me, what organizations did you belong to in America, in Braddock?
As soon as I got married, and my husband right away started to make a living, you know what I mean, a nice living, you know that. And how did he work himself out? Did he have a lot of money? I couldn't ask my family, they didn't have it. From the bank, and then you have to pay interest,
right.
And little by little, and Levitt Brothers had a name alone.
Oh, that I know.
Then we had three stores. We had in Braddock a double store, and we had a second-hand store. At that time, the people started buying new furniture, they wanted you to buy the old ones.
Yes.
We had a manager there. In Vanderbilt, we had a store before Braddock. Mm-hmm. And in New Kensington, we built a store later in years. We sold that
right.
To Mae Strong.
Yes, I do know the family name. So what organizations did you belong to?
So I went in to that, what you call it, the Adassa, the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then B'nai B'rith, you heard about B'nai B'rith.
Of course.
It's one of the nicest organizations,
yes,
that I could swear.
I agree. Did you belong to Talmud Torah or to any Zionist group or anything?
And I belonged to the Council of Jewish Women.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity?
They were all for charity. All these organizations is for charity. Well, sure it is.
Well, not some of them were for
services.
But what
did they do
with them? Some of them were to give services.
My goodness, you take the Israel, the Adassa.
Yes.
Thousands of dollars.
Yes,
goes to Israel to
right.
Build. It was nothing there. And look what we did.
Did you have those little?
My children were there.
Yes, I want to go myself.
Oh God.
Did any of these organizations that you belong to give you pishkis? Put money in.
wait a minute, I had to sleep. We used to have pushkas, you know, like
yeah,
you call
gave,
under
gave.
The doors. And that's for the, I know they come to collect them. So help me God, the woman was here, Mrs. Ida Stein.
Uh-huh.
And so I gave her the money. We don't have pushkas now, but we used to have it in the back
yes,
of the doors.
Of course, the closets and the doors.
Yeah. I wouldn't have no pushkas. She comes. Every year, a quarter of a year, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you give her whatever you think, you make a price and you give her, and that's all.
Where did you go to have a good time in those early days? In Pittsburgh.
You mean from Pittsburgh?
Or social life, yeah.
Well, I had all the organizations to go to, you know. It used to come, like New Year's, we used to have parties.
Mm-hmm. Was it mostly socializing at home and with? We
used to get a big home done. No, not we'd done a private party. We had a club ourselves, 12 couples, 24 people. I organized that. I wanted a little recreation for a man, because the men, they go into business, you understand what I mean? They don't want nothing. They come
all
home
right,
and they...
That's what I wanted to know. But were there any meeting places that you would
in
go?
My home, I used to have them.
But there were no any public places like cafes
well,
or places like
no,
that?
No. We used to go to shul, to Rav Shalom shul.
Uh-huh.
The Beth Shalom. This is Rav Shalom.
Yes.
I say this and that. The Beth Shalom.
Oh, is that where you belong?
I didn't belong. I belonged to the Rav Shalom.
I
did on 5th Avenue.
Oh, but you went to Beth Shalom for...
We went for the New Year's light.
Uh-huh.
In the orchestra, and we had all the people there, and we used to dance, and we... Oh, yes, I went to a lot of parties. But we had private parties.
Yes. Did you have any... Were you active in sports in those days?
No, that's one thing I don't like.
All right, did you know of the Y in those days? The YMCA? No, the Christian Y. Did you know of it? All right, did any...
We have the YMHA, the Jewish Y.
Yes, well, did the Jewish Y or any agency help you to adjust to life here in Pittsburgh? Did you need any help?
I helped myself.
I think you did.
You know, that says in the Bible, in Jewish, I'll help you, but you must help yourself,
right.
Too.
How did you meet people during those first 5 years?
Well, I'm telling you.
Through your...
I used to go to meetings. I belonged... listen, I'm a paid-up member at the old-aged.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, I don't know if you know, Mrs. Moses, one of the nicest people right on Beacon Street, the two of us, used to go to that home, the old path, sick, the old...
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no doctors, they didn't have no nurses. They didn't have no screens in the windows. And the sick people that were laying the flies we had to wash them up. So help me, that's what I did with Mrs. Moses. and I'm a paid-up member there. Yes. Then for the Jewish Home for Babies, you just said somebody that knows. Oh. What I did in that home.
I'm sure you did.
No, I did. I so much you don't know. I used to take three streets. We lived on Beacon Street. I had a big home there. Mm-hmm. 42 windows. So it's a big place. 42 windows mm-hmm. I had. I used to cook Sunday that I would have it for Monday or Tuesday. You understand? Monday morning, I was going. There was one streetcar going down. Go ahead.
I'll take one of yours.
What's the matter with
thank you?
You?
All right, thank you.
You think you'll break me here?
No, I just have my own kind. All right. Were you friendly with Gentiles in those days?
Not those days. Yeah, when I lived in Braddock, I lived in North Braddock.
Yes.
And all my neighbors were Gentile. I think I was the only Jew that time.
Did you...
I got along wonderful.
I'm sure. Those people that you met through your organizations, the women you worked so hard and did all these good things with, did you keep them as your lasting friends? Did you?
Well, for years, yeah, I used to do so much and good so much, you understand? And I used to
have
in my home.
So you kept them as long-lasting friends, mostly?
Yes. And now, if I should go to a meeting, I've been sick, I can't. Yeah, you want a letter? I'll show you what they send me because I'm sick. All right, yeah. No, I want you to see. I'm not telling you things to.
Were you,
what am I bragging to you? You have to make a shit up, you know what I mean? I met you with me.
Did you have family here? Did you have family here in Pittsburgh in those days?
Nobody.
Who did you celebrate Seder? Did you make a big thing about Seder?
Well, we made it Seder, you know what I mean? It's the same in the world as things. But too much, but then my mother came. Oh, my husband knew I could do those things.
Now you said that
you on your hunger, did you have lunch?
Oh, indeed.
Could I give you a cold drink?
No, dear.
Oh, go ahead.
That's lovely.
See, when I talk to some
friends. Who says I got you?
No, but I mean, you never met me. You think, oh, that woman, could she talk? I told my son, he says, Mother, I'm sure you'll have enough to tell her. I says, I could write a book, but I didn't tell you everything.
I don't have the time to hear everything.
Why, do you go somewhere else?
Yeah, no, yes, I have to go somewhere else. I have a...
I'm looking for a job. Maybe you could give me a job.
You did keep up your contacts with your family in York, didn't you?
In York.
When you were here, in Braddock, you did.
You mean in York?
You did write letters to your mother and your sisters in Europe, did you not? You sent them money?
They all came, and then my mother, sure.
Did you bring them over here?
Yes, not just me. The sisters were here already, so that's the other one you sent, but I get the message.
And did you bring them over here to live?
Yeah, and then she came here, and she had to see her and Sarah, and Charlie, and four children. And I raised a younger brother.
Here?
They couldn't please. In Braddock that time. Because in New York, you know, boy, he's raised without a dad.
Are you
and
in America?
They didn't want to go to school, and it was, so she thought that I would be a good teacher for him, you know. And they said, I told her to send me to me. I raised him.
That's wonderful. You are an American citizen, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness.
How did you acquire?
Could a social make me, don't take me back to Russia.
I told you, your name... This will come out to be statistics. Your name, unless you want your name in the front of this.
Oh, well, I don't care.
All right.
But it wouldn't send me back to Russia if you see what I said about Russia. Huh?
What do you think?
I'm afraid that's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, dear.
Maybe maybe you're a spy.
Yes. You never know. Well, next time I see you, I'll have my a badge on me.
Listen, like me, if I don't tell you just this year,
right.
I must. Then that man, I'll take a scene, they say Bremen, mm-hmm. You said Bremen, towards Germany. And
yes, I shouldn't have put words in your mouth. I shouldn't have said Bremen unless it was.
But I remember that, see, in German territory. So you go through fields, you know. He put us, we had a mujik, you know, one of those peasants, which you call. And the wagons, is the wheels here, and the wheels maybe over there. It's a wood, big, and they carry wood into the places to sell, and chickens and things, but it's a good big thing on board. And they dress us like peasants. Now, this is the truth. And that's why it's interesting. To me, it's interesting. And they dressed us in, like, and dressed as we were arriving. They knew. That's why they dressed us like this. And way out there, there was a great big hill, and there was a soldier standing with a great big, you know what I mean? If he was not a Jewish, he was going to America. That's the truth. On both sides. And they knew about it. So that's why they was telling us, you should sing Russian song on the top of our voices. You didn't have to tell me that because I did have a high voice. And my sister too, she could sing beautifully. And we were singing Russian songs. And that's the way we went through. That's what we didn't think she was. Now is that interesting? No, you wouldn't have that in the book.
Yes, I think it's interesting. I think that your experiences are interesting. You became a citizen by becoming a naturalized citizen, I assume.
Right, that definition.
All right, do you remember when you first voted?
No, when we started to vote. The women didn't vote
right.
Those days.
Right, you were here before women
I
got
know,
the
but
vote.
Women didn't vote, don't you remember?
When did you first vote then, as
when
a
the
woman?
Women, as soon as they start voting, I was glad to vote.
Right.
But
what,
sure.
What party did you belong to?
The Democrats.
You know why you chose that?
Listen, when you're with people, and the other people are talking, and this and that, you thought of the Democrats, they spend more money, and they do things different, you know, and you thought of the Democrats. And my husband was a Democrat now, and he was a Democrat.
Were you active in the party?
Oh, no.
All right. You told me that you met your husband and your boyfriend in New York.
Oh, that was true. We knew each other, I bet we were more than 12 years old.
All right. So, how old were you when you were married?
18.
And your husband?
He was about 3 or 4 years old.
And what year were you married in? What was your marriage date?
It was 11th of February. I could take out a which condition.
Well, you know how long you're married. How many years would it have been?
I wouldn't say how old I am.
No. Yeah.
You're smart.
No, I just want to know your marriage date. I can figure out how old you are. It doesn't matter to me.
And
why should you care? Such an active woman. Goodness.
Oh, God. I'm just joking. 11th of February, we got married.
Yeah, the end of the year.
And with you, I'm telling you, I have one of those things. I'll take out my name.
Well, all right, so tell me how many years you were married. Then you Yes. Just tell me
I was 18, say. And then we were supposed to celebrate.
Oh, you? I know.
I'm 50. I lived 50 years with my husband. We were supposed to have a party and all this, and that's the time he died. So that's 50 years. And 18 is 68. Is that right? Okay. What am I doing?
So you were married.
So wait a minute. And how long is he dead now? It's over 10 years. So how old am I?
I don't care. I can figure that very easily. If you were 16 when you came over, and you were came over
I
in
was
19...
18 when I got married.
All right.
I'm talking about when I got married.
Okay. I can figure it out very easily without any trouble. So you've known each other for several years, hadn't you, since you were young children?
We were about 14, used to come to the house and used to dance on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
And singing, you know.
Do you think you would have had a prearranged, a Shutkin marriage that was part of the
scene? How young I was, and when I used to hear the Shutkins, what you call, the matchmakers,
yes.
I used to think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I always thought, how could a person marry somebody? He comes, he gets it for money, you know, he gets paid for that. And he tells me that boy is blah, 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 blah. I have to know, I come from Missouri, you see.
All right.
I didn't do bad, believe me.
I know.
Believe
do you think you were mainly, your husband, of course, was from your town in New York?
He was from Gardner.
Yes. Were you interested in marrying someone from your own country?
No.
That didn't make a big
difference. It didn't make no difference. I didn't even think of marrying. There was two sisters older than I was in
right.
the wrong
marriage. In those days, the older sisters
no.
were supposed to get married.
You know, this is something. And you'll like that. Then I was 2 years already, and then I came to Braddock. You know, I told you, I came just to visit. He wanted me to get acquainted with people, to see the people in Braddock. I felt like it. And then he wanted to get married. I wrote a letter to my mother. And she knew him. She was crazy over him. That we want to get married, if it's all right. So help me, if my mother, they used to laugh at me. People that knew me already, they said, isn't that something? And if your mother writes to you, I don't want you to get there, would you get married? I said, no. Those days, not now. You have children. Yeah, would they listen to you? And the wonderful children, they love their mother and everything. You're telling me.
I went
through the mills. And I was waiting, and you had to hear that letter my mother wrote me. How beautiful. She used to write Jewish, beautiful. And she told me and explained me the whole situation. See, my oldest sister, the oldest, there wasn't a boy made for her yet. And she had a boyfriend in Europe. And he was a matrix, he makes matrix, as you know, a very fine boy, aristocrat, you know. And she was going out with him, and she told my folks, my father and mother, that she's going out with a fellow, you know, he was working second place. And my father and mother said, if you think that you like him or he likes you or you're going out with him, I want you to bring him in the house. You know, that's what they used to do years ago. They brought him in the house. He came. It was Saturday. And he came in with a cane. Those days, the aristocrats used to carry a cane. And he sat down and takes out a cigar and smokes. Then my father and mother saw this. They didn't say anything. But he said, oh, God Almighty, you must be terrible. Saturday. So they were against it. And so far, then after, she left them go, see. And she went to America.
She abided by what your parents
said? Oh, yes. Listen, the people now, they think the young ones knows more than we do. I mean it, they think so.
Did your friends or any of your family marry Gentiles? Any non-Jews?
Arizona.
What do you think your problems of adjustment during early marriage were? Did you have any?
Well, I'll tell you,
young people today have a lot of trouble.
I was so glad that I'm in America. And I was very satisfied that I got, you know, that we got married. And I didn't
know them a long time.
Oh, God. And I didn't know, and there was other boys, too. Sometime, if I'll have a chance, I'll tell you. No, not now. I didn't know about between meats, which is, they used to call it tapa, that short rib, or a brisket, or I didn't know for nothing. I go into the Jewish butcher. I wouldn't go to a goy, you know, that time. And there was only one Jewish butcher in Braddock, Teglis. You know his name? And I used to stand, and there was a lot of women there. Thursday used to buy already for Saturday. When did they buy a chicken? They used to get a half a chicken. It was things different than it is. And I used to listen. And this one said, oh, you're getting brisket there? And so how do you make your boost, they used to call it, brisket. How do you make it? Each one makes it different. They like to hear. I used to listen to everyone. And when I come home, when I got it to visit brisket, he didn't even give me first. And then after, he said to me, you learned already. You know what brisket is. He tells me he hasn't got any. He said there's a certain piece that you take out of the cow. And there's so many customers, older people, that they know what they want. Middle-aged people know. And me, he thought he'll fool.
Of course.
Right. When there was a big place where I used to chop his meat and stuff. I mean, carrots.
Yes.
A wooden block. And I used to pay attention. And when I come in, there were just a few women, and I see a piece of brisket laying there, you know.
Yeah,
and I thought, this is the time, yes, this is the time I'm going to risk it. And he said to me, he hasn't got any. But I'm telling you, I wasn't my sister's Gussie. Mm-hmm. I said to Mr. Tigers, what is this? Oh, he says, you got smart already, you learned already. Now, this is the truth. I'll never forget that.
Sure.
And that's the way I learned.
So So this is the way you, so you had
I
no...
I self-made, I know nobody, I didn't have anybody to teach me.
Do you think that you, then you really didn't have any real problems during those early years?
I was
you
the
just learned everything.
I learned so easily and nothing was hard on me.
Who made the decisions in your house? Between you and your husband?
Oh, my husband was, there isn't another man in the world. Whatever I said, and it was not dummy, believe me.
You said that you did, made most of the decisions, or did you make them together?
Well, most of the things, and we talk together. And sometimes it comes between a couple, you know, sometimes there's something, we're not angels.
Of course, that's what I meant.
I knew how to get along.
Do you think this was different from your household, from your parents? Do you think in your situation, your mother or your father may
I think it was different, yes.
Mm. How do you think?
Well, I don't know. It was a different...
You
never saw any love, you know what I mean? You saw it. They loved each other.
But
there was times they did.
Yes.
But did I ever saw my father kissing my mother? Or my
bad.
Mother? It was a different thing altogether. A different life.
Tell me the kind of schooling your children received. How many children did you have?
I had three, but the first one died, a young one.
Yes.
I had the two boys. George was a lawyer.
He went to
school, and then he went to law school, Duquesne Law, because he wanted to help his father in the afternoon the business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, such a boy is. Everybody knows him.
And your other son?
And this one was a journalist. He went to Ann Arbor, Michigan College.
What's his name?
Irving.
Oh, the first one's name is?
George. George C. and Irving.
Yeah. And he went to...
Children come up and saw, they mentioned the names that were there.
Yes, I could do too.
Really? Well, anyway.
Is there nothing done?
I'm telling you, every place they were there, and this theater, and there, and there, and all.
Did your children have a Jewish education?
From temple, you know what I mean. I didn't send them to no rabbi. One time, my oldest sent them, but the boys used to beat them up. They used to, you know,
so they were confirmed?
Yeah, they were confirmed both of them. You know, I'll have to say to you, like I say to my doctor one time, I told him, you take seeing a person, a patient, and he said he don't give you more than 15 minutes. What could a person, any doctor, and he's a good man doctor, to find out what about you in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
in the main bar, the telephone rings.
Yeah, so
it doesn't give you enough. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I told him one time? I said, you're taking a vacation. You come to my house. I'll feed you. I'll make you dinners. And I used to cook very good too. And bake. I used to bake my own bread. And, and I says, and I'll pay you for what you make in office for the day. Is that all right? Time that I'll ever chance, this is my son that I lost. If it's taken too close, I would have been beautiful. You don't say beautiful for a man, but he was very good looking. You always say you look like me and Irving. This is his son that we like.
I thought you said he passed away in his
grave. That was the first one I had three. That's his son. He's married now, over a year. And he's already teaching psychology.
Very handsome. Do you think you raised your children differently than the way that you parents raised you?
Yes. A whole lot of different. Well, those days the children listened to me. There was nothing to raise a year than me. If the mother said, like, this is a good thing, the mother said, that is a good thing. And now you can raise them different now.
For yourself, your experience, you found?
In my experience, what I found out. Thank you. used to stop in the mirror and I said, don't you do it like you do, you know, because I used to scratch her face, you know. That's it. She's such a quiet girl. And she hears beating going, you know, in the back. I used to take her part.
Well, how different would be? What do you think that you were able to do with your children?
But I don't believe I hear people talking. I used to go out. I was very active person. I never said, I had a maid. And I used to do my cooking and everything. And